I don't want to get lazy, you know? And I'm not saying get lazy is by getting one of them, but you can get lazy.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand what you're saying. I understand what
and
you're saying.
And I'd rather just, you know, try to stay somewhat healthy until the end, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it.
This is Bruce. Welcome to another session with the Jester.
Another struggle, another obstacle, another problem.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. Look, I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
If this goes down like this, are they really going to know how to administer it? So I kind of got a little scared. So they were like, all right, we found it. We're good. So came back in and gave me, I don't know if they gave me another 2, but I ended up with 8 milligrams in me. And I had like 3 or 4 different doctors come in and actually sit there and talk to me for a few minutes to see where I was at, to see if I was slurring or nodding or drifting, nothing. And I said, you know, they were like, how are you, you know? And I said, you know, I don't know. I asked my doctor when they were trying to remove my leg, you know, part of my leg, that they used propofol, what Michael Jackson died of, you know, one of the things, you know. And they said that they had to put me almost to death to get it done because I was moving around so much. Said I was a Mexican head dancer on there, you know, so they got me all strapped down. And then finally, once I stopped moving, they were able to get the surgery done. They nerve tested it. What they did was they cut and they test with the nerves. And when I didn't get a reaction, they cut some more. And then they test with the nerves. They cut some more. And finally, when my leg started going, they said, okay, let's round it off there. They did a perfect job, nice little round. They flip-flopped it. Now there was a plastic surgeon who did this. And now they do it so where you don't have the phantom pain.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
You know, have I had some weird little bit of phantom pain? Yeah, I thought I've kicked somebody one time when I was the first night.
Junior says that, you know, he says his feet hurt.
My left toe hurts. You know, as weird as that makes the feeling of my left toe still hurts, you know. I feel like I'm pushing a lot. Like I'm trying to
step on
push,
something.
Yeah, like I'm trying to push through the floor. And that's a little weird. I've had to talk myself down out of it, you know, how to, you know, because basically the nurse said, well, I'll touch it and stuff. I said, no, I'm not comfortable touching it yet. I said, I control it with my mind, not by touching and feeling it and saying, right. You're not there any longer. You know, no shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I got to touch it to tell myself that. And she goes, well, it helps some people. I said, keyword, some people. And I'm the other person, you know.
Yeah, when Junior first said that, I looked at him like, the fucker, you ain't got any fucking feet. How's your feet? And then he's weird, like, man. It's phantom pain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that? He's like, I don't know. The doctor says phantom pain. It's like something that's there that's not there, but you still feel it or whatever.
Yeah.
He was a sock.
You probably went through so long that it's
nerves
in your head.
But when you hear someone say that don't have any feet, and he's like, oh, my feet are fucking killing me, you look at him like, okay, are you just fucking joking with me right now?
Yeah,
the
old lady did that to me the other night. I said, man, my left foot is killing me. And she stopped, and you could see the computer twitching, and she goes, what are you? I said, I told you. I'm not lying to you. I said, my left foot is killing me. I said, my big toe. I said, it's my big toe. And she was like, you're serious. I'm like, it's a heart attack. And I kept right on skipping through the house, you know. Didn't skip a beat. But yeah, it's definitely there. I mean, I wonder how long before that will go away, because it's not like I would hope that it wouldn't be a constant thing like that, because it's weird, you know. I hope when I get that foot on Monday that everything will, like, kind of
even out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do them guys get paid at WNY News to do the news? Or is there, like, certain people that
They get paid by advertisers. I don't know why
I like that because it's local.
Mm-hmm.
It's shit that's happening around here. And it will tell you a couple things going on in the world or whatever. But I like to know the local information. And then, motherfuckers, I'm hearing it from this person and that person. I go to look. It's not there yet. Then, like, tomorrow it will be there. And I'll be like, well, this fucking happened yesterday. Shit should have been, something like that should have been put on there right away. You know, there's someone in our fucking neighborhood that could be fucking sleeping in that garage over there, right, as far as we know right now. Yeah. Hiding. Yeah. They don't know where he is.
Mm-hmm. Be a bad thing for fucking, him. Be a bad day for him.
Yeah, he just shot someone dead.
Yeah, I walk out of Purcell School and all those cars, there's a Dodge, red Dodge Ram.
How many times was she shot?
Looking for a car? He had a car?
Oh, yeah, red Dodge Ram and some
cars. I don't know. All I know is my brother messaged me at 7 in the morning saying, you awake? And I didn't get back to him till later. And he called me. And he said, this guy he works with, his ex-wife lives just about on the corner of Baker and Williams. It's like the second house up, he said. Someone broke into her house last night and shot her dead. And the kids were right there in the house. And Kiana, she came home because it's Kiana's friend's mom. Like, Kiana literally walks home from school with him a lot. He's been in the yard playing with all the kids over here. And so she's kind of like bummed out about the whole situation because she's met her. She's talked to her before. And I guess the guy had to get brought to the police station at like 6 in the morning from work, the ex-husband, to pick up the kids because they brought the kids to the police station.
That's sad as fuck.
That's just crazy. So, and Kiana's saying that people are saying the kids woke up and went downstairs and found the mom laying there dead.
Well, kids will say anything, though. But
that's
true.
What I tried to tell her.
They might be true, but kids will say anything.
Like gunshot. It
could have rang through the whole house.
It would have definitely been deafening sound.
Woke them up. They went down and seen it. And they called the cops.
What's crazy is I think I heard that shot. Right. To be honest with you, I heard something.
Yeah.
I, like I said, I haven't slept very well the last few nights. I probably won't until I go get out there Monday. I'm really excited. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm overexcited.
You getting your prosthetic on Monday?
I wake up at that time every morning.
About a month or two ago, did you hear shotguns go off, like, at 1 in the morning?
Yeah, yeah.
I know, me and Dennis were sitting in the living room.
I can tell you, yeah.
I almost ducked down. It was so fucking, like, close.
It was like, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Me and Dennis looked at each other. I go run out in the front porch, and I'm looking out, like, because the last time I heard it was on Lake Street, and when I ran out on the front porch, I watched two people jump in an SUV and take off down the street.
Right.
That was a red SUV that time.
That situation.
Could have came from over there.
It's weird, because a lot of times, shit will come from somewhere backwards. Off of one house and come to you, so it sounds like it's coming over here. It happened over here or something.
Yeah, like me, like those off people down on. It happened on Broadhead.
If it was around the first of the year, I can tell you, it was me that threw the one that was the first of the year. Bang. Anyway, it was like a little after midnight. And then a couple weeks later, it was me again at the same house next to the neighbors. I fucking threw her up on the front porch.
The boom booms?
Yeah.
I haven't heard one of them in a while.
It wasn't the them ones, but
I got one in my car.
It wasn't that one's exactly, but it was one that was
hot for a car,
size down from that, you know, just a little, you know, and come to find out they weren't there New Year's when I let that one off, so it pissed me off, so I made sure I saved one more for when I knew they were there. You and running out of fucking house.
I don't know when I did. Was that the last year or the year before? A couple years ago. You know the stump in my backyard?
Mm-hmm.
I put one in that. I was pissed off about something. I don't know what the fuck I was mad about. But I went out, fucking just grabbed one. I said, fuck it, grab one. I already had the holes drilled in the stump. Grabbed it, walked out there, put it in, lit it, walked out my fence and stood behind my fence like this. Boom! And I'm sitting there like, yeah, next thing I know, I'm going like this, and pieces of wood are fucking falling down everywhere. It took a huge chunk of my stump right off the ground for me.
That's so awesome. I'll never forget the first one you lit.
You're shoveling that out.
Unk, the first one you lit, man.
Where
you
behind their garage.
You just threw it up and over right in the middle of the road.
And all the flicker bushes
and
shit.
When that thing went off,
behind your shit.
It shook the fucking foundation on...
Not in my
house across the street.
Garage over the fence where all the
That's
is the shed open?
Yeah. Because you got grating on the bottom. You pull the grating up.
There you go. It depends on how bad it is. If it's not bad, I just keep the grating down. And I only do that just so the charcoal stays up out of the shit.
I don't really think it's that bad, to be honest.
Awesome.
One underneath the...
Oh, man.
Everything is over there.
Oh,
potato, macaroni, salad, chips, plates, ice,
the sound, though, would have been
fucking...
Because you kind of put it in a tunnel, you know? Oh, man, that would be awesome. Like you said, the water splash.
Yeah. That's at least a 10-foot off the bridge.
I'm going to go straight.
And that water fucking flew way up over the car and down into the road.
That's awesome.
I'm going to go straight that on.
That's
I got to go grab the charcoal.
The sun's fucking hotter than a bitch. Dude.
Yeah, it is. I wanted to go
buy. You don't have charcoal in the fucking garage? You're in the pit?
It's in my house.
Oh, is it?
Because I bought it for the last time, and my mom woke up before I did, and she ran to the store and grabbed some.
I got like 6 bags at the fucking house, but the problem is they ain't the big 30-pounders. They're like the fucking 16 or 18.
Right.
What's you know, they're coming in a double pack.
Today?
Home Depot don't have the fucking big
11th.
Today?
You know, I don't mind if you stand behind me and you got to be shade for me for once.
Nice job.
Here, you want my
hat? Like, yeah. It's nice getting the sun. I hate the sun. Normally, I'm in the shade by now.
Just a nice day,
but
man.
In the house for
I
so long.
You don't always have to be nice to celebrate. It don't always have to be someone's birthday or holiday to celebrate a good day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was already there today.
There's the old ball and chain. She was just here. Couldn't get enough of me.
Where are they? Because I went down the front and I looked down and looked up. I can't see them.
See, it's that sound thing. I think the sound's coming from over there. It's hitting over here and coming back to us.
Yeah.
So we think it's over here.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Sounds like it's over there.
Sounds like it's over here.
Blame fucking Russia, man. Russia's
I need to
fault.
Rent one of them things if you're wondering why the house ain't done yet. I just can't get up that high. Well, for two reasons. One, it's nerve-wracking. For two, my ladder don't reach up all the way that high.
It is a nerve.
What are you talking about?
I can't lift.
Huh? What are
you
talking about? My house.
Oh, your peak?
Yeah.
I can't lift.
I ain't talking shit. You ain't gonna see me up on no fucking ladder up that high.
I got up pretty high, though.
Yeah, I give you credit, guys. There's no doubt. But I, you know, my ass wouldn't even gotten as fucking... bottom window would have been the fucking as far as I would have gone on the letter. Then I'm the ground guy. I'll pick up all your shit. No, man. Just that
I'm the ground guy.
Dude, I'm one story. Like, I could do a garage, no problem. Just pull me in something like that. I'm like,
yeah,
no.
No
way. I can do something like this, you know? Fucking goddamn
you know
later.
Those big fucking basket lifts?
Mm-hmm.
They want, like, almost $600 for one day.
Yeah.
A day.
But for a week, it's $1,100.
I want to get one of them.
The metal that's going around all the peaks and everything, I could get up on that roof and figure out what it's going to be and just bend it at 10-foot lengths.
Right.
So, and you can put a bunch of shit in them baskets and bring it up with you. Like,
sorry,
I can
like
have the soffit pre-cut,
then
the metal pre-bent.
Yeah.
I can do a few things. Before I got it. That's what I plan on doing.
Yeah,
try to
preset ahead, you know? Yeah, good idea.
But if I had the money, I'd...
You're missing one strip.
Yeah, no, I'd put it down. I'd get it for the whole week if I had the money.
You know?
I got something to do over at my mom's house, too.
I thought you missed it for paint. I thought it was paint until you said something. I see the holes in the bottom bar. I see the holes where another piece snap up in.
Oh, over there?
I thought you were painting. You just would have finished that off with the same color paint. I would have been like, I never went on.
You know what that Keith, the concrete dude, said? He said, he goes, I know you wouldn't want to. And it'll bother the shit out of you. He goes, but if you leave one piece off in a visible place, they can't raise your taxes. Because it's not a finished job.
And when you're doing a job, why don't you keep the one piece from the existing?
You don't need a permit.
You don't need
permit.
A fucking permit.
Yeah. All right.
You need out of this, son?
Soon.
I wish this fucking cramp would go away here,
man. Let me rub it.
I couldn't take it anymore. I had to get out the sun.
What do you mean?
I'm a pussy. You
got a hat on.
Yeah, I can deal with heat.
That fucking hat would make me 10 times hotter.
Maybe that's why I couldn't take it.
Yeah, it clumped my hair.
I know. I was like, when I seen it, I'm like, I think I even did a double look. I'm like, was that Phil? She goes, yeah. I said, you sure?
I still have it. It's like this long.
He giggled. Because I'm like, I think that was Phil. I'm like, and then you weren't you clean cut? Didn't you shave up or something? Your hair, you chopped your hair or something?
Yeah, One time.
Yeah. And the beard.
I was just like, wait a minute. I think I'm cleaned up too. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, I probably was in a bear. Again, something. Pissed off about something. So watch this, everyone.
Yeah.
Fuck everyone. You like my hair? I don't know more.
Yeah, I'm going to surprise these motherfuckers.
But yeah. It was funny because I said it to Sid and Mackenzie's. They were both like, holy shit, dude. You just like took off 10 years, as it looked like.
Yeah. It was definitely a younger look, man. I ain't gonna lie, man, because I think that was something with the dress, too. It was like, wow, that made him look younger. But I guess it would. I mean, think about it. I mean, you got the hair, you know, you did the whole clean cut look. It was like, damn.
One more hair. I felt like a homeless person that they did a makeover. Because I looked like one. I was all fucking shaggy in the beard, and my hair was all shaggy when I didn't have it up.
When you were unkempt, you just moved further away from him, bro.
I'll get off.
I'll throw it.
Fair enough.
Put it at the end of my crutch and...
Hand it to him?
So I did 3 days in that sun straight. I need a day. I can't do it.
What are you doing these days?
Sitting in the driveway getting high. Front porch.
Hey, listen. I tried to get you to drive around the lake the other day and you didn't want to do it. Wouldn't have been sitting in the driveway, but sitting in your car getting high. Driving around the lake.
Dragging out my feet. We for did my go next decision in life.
Biggie. The big tree?
Yeah.
We went and found it.
Started.
Where's that?
It's not a tree. It's like some kind of thing that looks like a tree, but it's a bunch of these box-looking antenna things.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it's an antenna.
That one
it's
solid
a tower.
Fucking solo?
It's a tower.
Yeah, man. If you go, it's a tower. You know how like you're leaving.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
A bunch of times. Okay. If we're leaving to head to Gary.
Yeah.
Going past the cemetery.
Yeah.
You take a left right before Tim Horton.
That's Oak Hill Road. Okay.
And head towards... that way out in the country. You're gonna, on the right hand side, there's this wooden sign, a newer one, it says the 9th hole, and then a bunch of real estate available. You take a right, you turn up that, and you go up to the end, and then it'll go to the left, and there'll be a house there with a driveway. It's probably like 1500 yards behind their house. You can see it like pretty damn close. It's probably like, would you say it was probably from here to that house right there, Uncle? That's
Bob
Newland.
So disappointing.
Yeah, they
have it looking like a fucking tree. It even
looked like a tree.
Like, you didn't walk right to it. Like, you're like here in the Newland way looking at it. It even looks like they even probably took tree branches and, like, put it in there with all this shit to make it look like one. But I want to walk right up fucking to it.
I know. That's all. Yeah. Walk right up to it.
But yeah, it's like a bunch of
fucking missile
around it.
Something.
You know, that
I
would
try
be,
to take a picture.
Think about it. It'd be a great place for the fucking government to put something. It's like they're dumping shit right now on us. Look at the fucking airplanes dumping, got that big old white spray on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're dying.
See this?
Government conspiracy. What the fuck is that?
That's it.
That's it.
See how the square box is like a bunch of like fucking antennas.
What is that?
That's
that fucking
where it
UFO
stops.
Thing?
Like
no, it's a tree.
That's a long...
That.
That big ass tree?
You know, the
that
big, big ass tree, tree that sits way out there?
Yeah, it's on a top.
It's got that box in it?
It's like this.
Yeah.
Like a pine tree.
Yeah.
And a straight fucking
Act
stalk.
Like you know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah. He's got a box in it. Listen to this guy.
Yeah. One fucking pine tree on the mountain.
It's
dude,
not a pine tree.
Almost all the way up. It
it's
ain't.
It's not a pine tree.
Fuck is
it's
it?
Some tower thing with a bunch
a tower.
Of fucking saddles.
Really?
Like, I don't know what the shit is.
It's a tower.
It's an antenna of some sort.
You can see it right
antennas.
From my
the
front
fucking
porch.
Government, man.
A bunch of great big round long antennas.
And what gave me the
they're
idea to go
bigger,
look
round,
yesterday or the day before
long.
Is I was looking at it. And I'm looking, I'm like, you know what? I go, you see the field right before that.
Right where
I go,
where
there's two round
where
white things.
By the airport.
I'm like,
the
that looks like
golf
sand
course.
Bunkers.
Yeah, by the
on
airport.
On a golf course.
Right back
I said,
the
I
golf
bet
course.
You that's right behind a fucking golf course.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Was it up on fucking Oak Hill?
Yeah.
Go up Oak
Hill.
But
there's no way. There's got to be some kind of maintenance
there.
Road to it.
Right.
Yeah.
There is. With that maintenance road, we've seen. Yeah. But it tells you something different.
I'm half empty, or am I half full? I, that is the rub.
That's right.
What the fuck just happened?
It does tell me that my phone is now at 49%.
Jesus Christ. I'd kill my phone if it told me that.
No, I commanded it to tell me that.
Oh, I know you did. My phone wouldn't just randomly tell me crazy things like that. Although it did tell me one time because I pissed it off. That I said, I set your fucking alarm. Now don't you fucking bother me.
Uh-huh. Did it?
Yeah, and it was said. I'm like, what the fuck? I look at the old lady. I'm like, did she swear at me? I'm like, yeah, she just told you how to fucking live. I was in loss for shock for at least an hour after that.
That is some shit.
I'm like, well, Siri just told me to go fuck myself in her nice little way. It was so cool. I got told off by a computer. Matter of fact, that computer's going to fucking try to deprogram you and fucking reprogram your brain. And next thing you know, you're going to become one of them.
Probably.
I got a chip inside me somewhere. I got to figure out where it's at, and I need to program it.
I'm always polite to Siri.
Right there. They just put it in.
I already have a magnet on there. I haven't seen nothing, so that's the next test I got to do.
Something that's going to have to take an operation to get the fuck out.
Yep. Just
you'll have a whole new great big ass.
I didn't know that could do that. That's amazing. Yeah. He said he could do it.
Just put a little bit of Vaseline. Sure up in there.
He said, fuck the Vaseline, just spit on it. Next thing you know, it was already done.
Little dabble, do ya?
Look at that one's spraying shit on us, too.
Oh, they are.
It's an exhaust. It makes it so cold up there, the exhaust freezes.
That's fucking spray from the government.
Fair enough.
Good
don't
people
you know
cancer.
That's what these fucking retarded people are saying?
I do.
Sorry.
You just dropped the R word.
They can
well,
mix anything
the
in a,
that's just
with that.
What they are. I mean, people are people. I mean, I'm kind of retarded. I mean,
I am retarded, so I can say it.
I couldn't hear until I was full, so I mean, I have rights. And now I'm missing a wig, so now I have a right to be everything now, you know? You don't know if my hearing's
going. Since I had that vaccination as a kid, when I was a little kid,
I think about a million years ago.
You didn't come out all white and
a few million
old.
Years ago. There, I think it did something.
Oh, I can tell you did. I have the same one as you did. I just took the fucking phone away.
Yeah, all kids get them, and a lot of them get kind of screwed up because of I got a little screwed up.
I'd say you're a little more than a little, my friend.
Wow.
I kind of guess that that's why I never...
fucking shit.
You know, ain't moving to the shade, brother.
I'm ready to die if I don't get out this.
Yeah. What do you need me to do?
Don't touch it, bro.
Fucking gloves are like goddamn.
I'll get it. Keep it from getting blisters.
Oh, yeah. I was getting fucking wear marks and shit. Put a lot of, you know, big guy putting a lot of weight on the back of these things, you know.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point where I'm starting to rip the fucking, you know, the handles out. I gotta see. I think I got an extra one of these in the hallway, but I'm not sure.
Insurance won't buy you a scooter?
I have a scooter, but the problem is
you have stairs.
That and the one I have will do me. You know, I could have rode, but I don't want to get lazy, you know. And I'm not saying get lazy is by getting one of them, but get lazy.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
And I'd rather just, you know, try to stay somewhat healthy until the end, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You got I got a wheelchair right now in the back, but, you know, I'd rather get on these things and move around than anything else.
Yeah. But now, you know, you're no longer Big E, you're Stubby. You're Stubby. Sorry, that was... I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all.
Stubby.
I'm just proud of you to be able to do it.
The only one where I've had a couple people... I've heard some good ones, though, man. I've had ones of... I got hit with one by this chick. I can't even... If I could remember it, I would tell you. I would swear to God, I would tell you. But she was so fucking funny when she hit me with it. She stopped and she looked at me and I said, "That it was the greatest one I've heard yet." And I'm like, "Yes!" And then I can't remember because I was so tripped out about that. I was just like, "That was so fucking..." I just kept giggling about it. And I don't even remember what it was. I was so fucked up.
I'm always one because people don't... Yeah, because like you said, people don't want to talk about it. I mean, you're no different. You're just missing a fucking foot.
I'm the same person, you know?
So you don't mind being called Stubby?
No, I don't give a shit. Me. You know, I can't grow it back, so I'm going to do, "Oh, stop looking at me, man. This is called Stubby, man. Oh, I'm called Stubby. I got nothing for it."
No, not Stubby. Stub E.
Whatever. Whatever you call me, you giant asshole. You know, I would be like, I would look at that. I'd wait till that kid get to the car, and I'd be like, "Oh, what? That dude's a bitch. What the hell's going on with him?" Yeah. Because I can't wind it back, man. And there's no reason to fucking, you know, fret over it. Move on. Embrace it. Embrace the pace, you know. Move on. Keep going.
There's this dude at Walmart, lost his leg to cancer in the 80s. And I hardly knew him at the time. I'm like, "Excuse me, sir. Are you aware you're missing a leg?"
Yeah. Yep. I can't wait to fucking... You know, trip people out.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. That will be fun.
I'm moving the shade somewhere.
Do you have an umbrella?
You got a lineup. What you guys do?
I moved over here, then Dennis moved back. And then Stub E moved back. And then... That's his new nickname. Huh? It's not Big E, it's Stub E.
Careful. I might just stub you in a place you may not want with my rubber on.
Oh.
And there's a reservoir tip.
Black man ain't got nothing on that.
You will never hear your fart again. Guarantee it. Or shit for the next month.
A month?
Okay. I was just being nice, Uncle. I mean, you know.
Once you go stub, you fall in love.
Get the black rubber one, too, so you think you're with the black guy. Yeah. Whatever we're going to pay for. I still think waving is pretty funny. I'm like, the other day, yesterday, I was doing that to my neighbor, right? Him and the other guy next to me, they work with each other. So I'm like, Amanda, watch this. And I just don't even know where it came from. All of a sudden, they started coming down the road, and I'm like, bye, guys. Bye. And Amanda was like, oh, my fucking God. And she starts fucking laughing, and Mike's already fucking pointing. Look at Biggie. And they fucking laughed. And he goes, Biggie, you had him laughing all the way down the fucking road. He goes, I said, I had myself laughing all the way up the fucking stairs. I said, he goes, the shit you come up with. I said, yeah, man. And Leonard was just fucking, he just was like, Papa, what are you doing? I'm like, saying goodbye to the guys.
Do you have like an umbrella or something?
No. Or what? You're in the shade.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, look at this. Hey, I get sun.
I have an
umbrella. If you were to, screw Dennis, a cop here, right. And then Dennis could
screw
here this way.
Yeah, we could.
And there's a spot that could be opened up in the middle.
Or...
I'm all
right. I can go get you an umbrella. I have an umbrella.
Phil can sit on your lap and grab your nipples.
I'm just looking out for you, bro.
Appreciate it.
I know where the nipples are.
Grab a water, that's all.
You're making me feel hot looking at you.
I got that effect on people.
My bad. I walked right into that.
You sure did. Hey, good compliment.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Channel 716 on Roku, Amazon, Fire Stick. It's everywhere. Today's episode is brought to you by Channel 716, a channel on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and it's a channel in the App Store. It's on... Today's episode is also brought to you by Channel 716. If you have a TV that downloads apps, you can get Channel 716. I recommend it. It's one of the best decisions you're going to make today. Now let's get back to the show.
Get a couple of those awning things.
There you go.
Put up so... We got to sit under that for shade, The top of my old one ripped, and it bent this shit. The wind grabs it.
If I had any extra money, I'd get you guys one.
I'm going to get a couple. This year.
Bullshit.
One for me.
No, I promise you it's not
take
bullshit.
Take one over to Paul.
It's that little kid. Lately he's been, popping up everywhere. It's just... we want Biden for the next 4 years, and that little kid pops up and says, bullshit, and it was so fucking funny. And then there was another one that came out once and said something similar. I'm like, yeah, that's right, bullshit. I said, man, that dude needs to be off, what I'm saying? I mean, that motherfucker's dumb. I mean, he's a puppet. He's a robot.
But here at Sessions with the Jester, we do not advocate killing the president. let me stress that. We do not advocate murdering the president.
I didn't say nothing about that.
I'm not saying that at all.
Well, Biggie, somebody said he needs to be offed. So I was like, I had to clarify. We do not condone it.
He's off his meds.
He's off his meds. I mean, come on.
Yeah, way the fuck off his meds.
You don't know what I meant by that,
Yes, but I'm still covering our ass.
Good call.
What are you thinking,
good call.
Jesse over there?
I don't need it.
What's that?
What you thinking about over there? Killing the president?
No. I would never. I'm not. I can't think clear enough to come up with something like that.
The one who said it.
It's just a joke, people.
No, really, it's a joke.
Yeah, we'll have Social Security.
Fuck yeah, they'll be here.
We'll have Secret Service here.
Yeah, probably are.
There's a satellite right now.
Excuse me.
Jesse's tracked like a He's got a trick in the waist up his asshole.
You come to have cops. Oh,
that's what
now.
This is. This is what this is.
No, you don't know about the one they seek on the planet.
No, I had to shut off my phone because my internet wasn't working. They turned my internet off. Started tracking us. So all my tracking shit's off.
So, well, my mom passed away. Find out that she took a fucking loan out on this vehicle for $5,500.
Oh yeah, on this one.
What a fucking kick in the balls! That thing's only worth $1,800, man. $200 or $2,000, the best, you know.
Who would give her a loan on something?
My
like
credit,
that?
The credit union, Chautauqua Federal Credit Union, and I'm like, she just came out. I just got her on board, and all of a sudden here she's borrowing money, and when she passed away. We didn't know this. Next thing you know, they're like, I found paperwork before they came and repoed it. I found paperwork right about a week before they were ready to do the thing. We got a hold of them and said, listen, we didn't know anything about it. Linda's gone, you know? So we had to bring the death certificate down there and show them, you know, or drop one off with them. And we had to take out the rest of the remainder of the loan that she owed because she had some money in, you know, that was there still. Right. So they wiped both of her accounts clear, and then we owed X amount to get it. And I'm like, and so we put that up against the Honda, and I'm like, yeah, it's Peter Pay Paul. It's like Jimmy Crickets. Yeah. And then the Honda goes down. It was a $650 bill. Now get this. The guy did work on it. The guy could inspect it, but he says, well, I wouldn't inspect it because of the rust and
oh fuck
damn. Wait. I said
damn.
You're going to put work into a car that you won't inspect. Why the fuck would you have done that?
What's the name of the business?
This is Townline.
Townline Auto.
Yeah, Townline Auto.
Townline Auto fucks
and,
people.
It just blows me away. It's like, if you're not, if why would you do? Why so you're going to cost me money because you say you won't inspect it, then we would have just trashed the car and told the people, hey, the loan's got to then go back out of this one, you know, whatever we borrowed out, you know. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. I could not believe that when he said that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, so something's going to happen, you know. Her dad was supposed to go down and take care of it, so we'll see what happens because that's his people, you know. But, I mean, he was nice enough to let us put some money down and take the car. So we had the extra car because obviously I can't drive a stick right
now.
Well, you know?
My sister Paula.
Why not?
Paula's car. She took her down to Kia to find out what was wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Back brakes. They wanted $500 just for the back fucking brakes.
And their rotor, or their rotors, right?
Yeah. Just for the back.
That is
crazy. $550 or something.
You
like
can
that.
Get parts for like $50.
Yeah, right.
That's
exactly.
Pads and rotors, and then just slap them out. It's nothing.
Exactly. And
get
a couple other parts, too. All together, $1,250. What the fuck?
Their hourly rate is probably like $125.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's going up. Ours was
$200 a wheel.
I think we were $90 an hour, and they were pushing to get it to $120 an hour.
Mm.
But I don't know if they ever made it to that point because
that's fucking crazy.
Made changes, I wasn't part of their change. 16 years of
service.
Well,
because
you gotta love it.
Went up, so everything else goes up.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do those. So do their weight.
So does anybody know what's going in? Hartley Buick, the old Hartley Buick down there. I see they built like an extra like big truck spot. Looks like on the side of it.
Well, there's that Tim Hortons.
Yes. It's next door. They built that big building addition on to the back of the garage.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Uh huh.
Oh yeah.
And they still have that small building in the middle. So yeah, if you guys hear about what's going in or what's going on down there, let me know. I'm kind of interested.
Absolutely.
Just something to know. As Timmy Hortons is, I think, gotta be Guinness Book of World Records for the smallest Timmy Hortons there is.
That's a drive through and order pickup. I go there a lot.
Yeah?
I DoorDash. I go there a lot.
There's oh, you steal people's food?
No, I do not.
Is that the only one?
There's a car wash supposed to be going up in Lakewood.
Well, that's like, we had the doorbell and running, right?
It's a car.
I expected to see a motorcycle.
Me too. Me too.
Travis told me to tell you that. I just got out the phone with him.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I seen him up at the res.
Did you? He's up there about every fucking day.
He was up there with his two girlfriends and too busy to really talk to me, so I just gave him he blew me off like I was a nobody.
Wow.
Actually, what was funny is I got snuck right up to him, and I got right, I mean, I was, yeah. And I said, get the fuck out of my way right now. And he took a step forward and slowly turned around, and when he realized it was me, he was like, you just scared the shit out of me, you know? And I'm dying laughing because, you know, he's been in all them clubs.
Yeah.
So you just never know.
I did that to him on the creek one day. I come out of bushes.
Awesome.
He scares easily.
Think about it, you know. He was trying to get in with the war dogs, and they didn't work out very well with those guys.
No.
They were trying to backdoor
him. I think he was in, and then they backdoored him.
I think they backdoored a lot of those guys. Jason Aries, I see, was in there and not in there, and I seen there's a bunch of other guys that was...
Wasn't Justin still in it?
Who?
Or is it he riding on Dombrowski?
Oh, I don't know. I honestly don't know that kid.
The tattoo?
I know of him.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've never ridden one.
I trusted most of them after they switched over from King. Because a lot of them were from Warren.
And, you know, a lot of them are wannabes. A lot of them are Sons of Anarchy, you know. They see a show and they want to be it. They see it. So, you know, you let them have them little times, you know, when they want to grow up and actually know what being a brother about and, you know, put some time and effort into having a club and, you know, maintaining it and doing what you got to do. And it's not what you can get out, it's what you can put into the club, you know.
You going to get a trike?
No.
No?
I'll go back up on two wheels.
Okay. Watch. Fair enough. I don't doubt you at all.
Get your fucking shit down.
she was a suicide shifter. Yeah, I was just being.
There you go. I forgot about those. Yeah.
But no, I should be all right.
You got a prostatic yet?
I go Monday. I got fitted the first. So here I'm thinking, I'm so excited. Get out there. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, and all of a sudden, he pulls out this box of crap, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And next thing you know, he's all wetting it down, and he made a cast, and when it was all said and done, he waited for a minute, cut it off, said, okay, we'll see him, you know. And I'm like, what? I'm not walking. He goes, no, next time. And I'm like, you know, I got to wait 15
minutes. Like, a little bit, yeah.
So that's only Monday. So
you have to go up there.
Oh, I probably, but I'm doing pretty good on my own. They were really impressed to see what I've done. You know, the important part is the straightness.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them weep, and when they weep, it's horrible. It's hard to get them back.
Yeah.
They have to do a lot of work, but since I can do this, I'm already a step ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
And I got no problem twisting it and stuff, you know. I've really been working on it. You know, well, I don't want to be left behind when I want to go forward, you know.
Is it sore?
You're right. Yes, no, because... I went and saw the doctor, and what they do is they give you shrinkers to put on, and they start out, I was like on a 6, and then I went to after 4 days, go to a 5, after 4 days, go down, and so forth. So I was down to one of the last ones, and what's happening is it's taking all the fluid and everything, and it's pushing itself out to make it smaller. The doctor put two stitches in it and cut a piece of bacon off of it, which I just call, you know, loose skin, you know. It looked like a piece of bacon. And didn't numb it. And I felt every last bit of everything.
Oh.
Two stitches. I mean, I'm telling you, the whole body shook when he pulled it.
Oh, Jesus.
When he was cutting the bacon off, I could feel it. I was like, what is this guy doing? Like, I looked at the old lady, and she's like, you're trying to calm me down, and I'm about ready. He's a little guy, you know. I'm ready to scare him. He scares easy. I can scare him easy. You know, I just got to get a little just woo with my voice, and he's, we all right, we good, you know, that type of guy, you know. So I was like, Doc, that really hurt, man. I said, I owe you one. He's like, what did I do? And I'm like, you didn't numb nothing up. I said, I'm awake. I said, when you do it, you're going to need, you're gonna, I'm going to be like, Eric, I need your help because now I got to stand up, you know, and I, now I'm going to be like, oh, and reach free. And I'm like, I can't help you. He's going like, really? And I'm like, yeah. He's got him all psyched out, you know. He's this cool little guy, you know what I'm saying? Cool little doctor that you can joke with like that. And see, I didn't realize they were important doctors, right? So when they were coming in my room, I'm like calling them by the first name. I'm like, what's up, Mark? I should have been calling him doctor. Right? I mean, to be technical.
I don't know why.
But, because they spent so,
yeah,
so much time in college.
So when I was just calling them by their real name, you know, without saying doctor or anything, they were just like, I'm cringing. I'm sure they were cringing, but they didn't want to fix me and say, hey, Eric, this is how it's supposed to be said. They just let me say how it was. Yeah, right, it was awesome. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. You know, that could be it. But
why would they wait until the fuck?
Fix me. You correct me if I'm doing something.
So they let him go into the fucking school?
Yeah.
All right. What's going on?
They just locked the school down because they're still looking for the guy? Why would they lock this, open the school to begin with? Yeah. Why wouldn't you say school's right. canceled until we find this motherfucker? Stay at home.
What happened? His connection.
Just tell everybody who's got home defense to go up there, and we'll fucking escort the kids. Escort the kids from the fucking building to the parents.
You should.
Because you know how many motherfuckers would be up there?
I'd be up there. My one leg and all.
A lot of people would be standing in front of fucking Lincoln and Purcell.
Mm-hmm. What, on Facebook? Were you talking about shooting up a school or something?
No. No, that fucking dude killed that lady down here on Williams last night. But he's still
anytime, like, if a shooting victim even goes into the hospital, they lock the hospital.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I was there.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, if shooting happens near a school they locked or anything County like that, schools are getting locked.
That's 10 o'clock.
But the only thing is, it happened at 4 in the morning. Why would they wait Warren until County 3? Why wouldn't they just close school for the day?
That's where he lives.
Man, nobody probably knew this one.
Let go, you know, so they've been home and safe.
At 4 in the morning.
What time did the news get out?
Well, yeah.
The police should have contacted the school. That's their job. And said, listen, we have a fucking murder and shit. Yeah. And the way shit travels on the internet, I'm sure a lot of people and shit. My brother was messing me at 7 in the morning, getting ready to tell me what happened.
And Jack, you and Nia.
And I hadn't been on Facebook, so I'm sure I would have figured it out, you know.
You just cut a section out.
If I was still working.
They're probably just trying to flex their power muscle, that's all.
Yeah, but it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, what I'm with you on this one.
Why wait until after school?
Because they're just flexing their power muscle. Because they can.
I'm going to flex my fucking power muscle. Bend them right over.
That dude's only a person of interest, right?
Yeah, I'm going to stump the shit out of
them. That's what they're saying, but they're not going to say
rubber
that.
Rubber on or rubber off, it's once you guys' job.
They ain't got
you get started, you fall in love.
The dude's just a person of interest.
We don't know what they have on him.
They can't prove he did it unless they had cameras.
I don't know.
That's why he's a person of interest.
Well, look at the fucking
neighbor saw him leaving.
I'm not a cop.
Right,
we don't know what they have.
Exactly.
Don't take the karate from him because that could be a way for him to get releasable.
I'll be over here shortly. I don't know why he's over there already.
You didn't see the hard on he's got fucking pitching. I was like, dude, get away from me. I guess the kid was bad in school and they hit somebody. He said, yeah, a bad couple days. Leave the kid alone. I mean, just because he's bad one time, two times, then you don't have to fucking beat the shit out the kid. I mean,
who?
My old lady. She was like, you're not going to karate. Well, he just got started in karate. You know, she wants to already take that privilege away. I'm like, no. Let him go to karate. Maybe he can get the release that he needs to get that
karate teaches self-discipline and all that.
guys.
Yeah, man. I think it would be good for him to go. Don't take that from him.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk to him.
Yeah, man. The guy seems really cool. We watch him. We sit right there at the old, I want to call it Edborg's, there, out by the gas company.
American Karate.
Yeah, up by the...
That Rocky Signorino.
Yeah.
I went to school with Rocky. You would never know he's a fucking, like, black belt in karate.
No, if I passed him on the street, I would picture him as, like, a Jesse.
His brother.
Wait.
Did his brother pass away?
Joe?
Yeah. He died of cancer.
What?
Joe Signorino?
Classified. And I'm stuck on that.
He's a little
bit older. See him like, what are you...
Laid back.
Okay.
Passed by you know, we like, you're what, a brown belt? We wouldn't have known that if, you know, it's just like you'd be the underdog. You're the underdog.
I'm a ninja, my friend.
I'm sorry.
I'm a ninja.
Yeah, well, see.
Listen, I never knew. I took ninjutsu for like 2 months. I got one stripe on my white belt. That's how far I got.
I trained under.
My brother got two stripes.
I trained under a ninja master.
You know what that means, ninjutsu?
Tell me.
What it is. This is what I was told by a master black belt karate. It's the art of assassination. That's what ninjutsu is.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Because it teaches you how to sneak up on someone without them even knowing you're there.
Yeah.
And then be gone without anyone else knowing you're there.
You know how they know they're there? Sneak up and I whisper in their ear.
Sweet nothings. Sneaky.
It's time for you to die.
I like sweet nothings.
Everybody's got a leg up on you now, bud. I hate to tell you.
Not everybody.
Fair enough.
He's got a leg up on you.
Fair enough. Fair, yeah.
I can't even say that because he has his leg.
Okay, you have a foot up.
Because Junior always says that when I tell him that he don't have any legs. I got fucking legs, man. I don't got feet. I got legs. I don't have fucking feet.
It's true, though. It's true. See, because I don't know how to tell you. I'm missing half a leg. I mean, it's, you put it up to each other. It's a half, right?
No, I'd say it's about, you're missing about a third.
Third?
You're missing about a third.
Third of it.
It's meaty looking. I got pictures.
I got something out. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to drill on that bacon.
Oh, my God, it was tasty. When you took it off, I was like, can I have that to take the nibble on? He was like, really? And I'm like, give it to me.
He's good.
I popped that motherfucker right in my mouth. Oh, man, my doctor turned two different colors. Yeah, when he took that drain on me, I had a drain. Oh, my God. My whole body went in shock. Mm. My whole body shocked out. I have never felt anything like my whole body. It was just like that, and I was like, it literally felt like I got put my finger into a zapper, you know, and like a 120, and
for how long?
Got hit, you know. It was, you know,
that's how it was.
2 seconds, maybe. I mean, it was enough to. When they pulled that out, it was enough to go just like that. I was like, then it was done. But I was like, ooh, it was enough to tense up really good, you know?
When they pulled the stem out of my dick, that's how it felt.
I don't know if you're being serious.
I'm being serious. When I had a kidney stone, they had to go get it.
Gotcha.
Well, after they go get it, they have to leave the stent. So what is it, your urethra tube don't collapse. Mm-hmm. So they got to keep a stent in there for a week. Well, then you got to go back and get it taken out. The problem is you ain't sleeping like you were when they put it in. A nurse comes in, grabs your shit, grabs 5 tubes of lidocaine gel. Right down the head of your dick, dude. And then...
It's growing in.
Then you sit down and then drop your
pants. That doesn't hurt?
Yeah, it feels Jesse. Uncomfortable.
Oh.
They put the... Then your dick's numb.
Listen to what he's saying.
They put the cloth down and you got a hole right there. And then the doctor goes in there with a fucking microscope and some pinchers and goes up the head of your dick. And then you don't really, you feel a little bit, But then he says you're gonna feel pressure. That's when that full body shot came in.
Oh,
it
Jesus.
Felt like someone was just stepping on my gut. And
oh my
like,
God!
I don't know. It felt weird. They grabbed hold of it, and then it was like a zip. You know how? You remember the old school cars
where you used to pull up? Yep.
That's what it felt like. Well, the worst part about it is you felt like a used whore. Because the nurse walks up to you, throws you a towel, and says, clean yourself up, and walks out of the room. Yeah. And you're like, because once he pulls the stent out, all that gel they squirted in you, so it goes everywhere. So she just throws a towel at you, says, clean yourself up, and walks out of the room. And you're like, bitch, man, you just had my hand and my dick in your hand. You can't clean that up for me? Yeah. I just went through trauma here. Jesus.
What the fuck?
But yeah, you feel used for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Clean yourself up and get out of here.
Oh, I bet you if you paid for some top-notch insurance, you wouldn't be cleaning yourself up.
No, you still clean yourself up.
I had that. You know, when they went up, I had that.
I'd rather have it zapped every fucking time than have it go get it.
Yeah.
Going to get it sucked because it was a long process. When you get zapped, you get knocked out, put to sleep, you wake up, you're in a little bit of pain, your first couple pisses is nothing but fucking blood, and it feels a little uncomfortable, but it doesn't really hurt too bad. But then going up and get it, you got to deal with that, then you got to go. Every time you piss, dude, the worst pain in your kidneys alive when that stent is in there, because you got to pee through this tube thing, so it hurts your kidneys.
Oh, thank you.
Eliminates your flow. So when you got really pissed, you got to wait for the thing to fucking let you know.
For a whole week, you got to have that in there too.
Oh man, that was
that shit sucks.
It hurt every time you fucking pissed, dude. I had to sit down to piss.
Yeah, they recommend you to sit down. That empties your bladder as a man, as men should sit down, as they say. I mean. I've heard that from a long time.
Well, I'll tell you what. It avoids a big mess because I've noticed having fucking all the boys in this house, all the splatter on the floor next to the fucking toilet from piss, from standing there pissing, hitting the toilet, and it's just, you know what I mean? It's a better idea to sit down to piss.
Yeah, it is.
Because after so much, you go to the toilet and you're like, it smells like piss.
Oh, man.
And your kids, you got to get on your chores here, man, something.
See,
Stop pissing on the floors or something.
I don't smell stuff. I don't smell it. So we're good.
That's not a good thing.
That's not. I know it's not a good thing,
because then
but
you could have guests over and everything.
Yeah, I don't know what my house smells like.
Smells like piss.
Yeah, sometimes.
Don't you ever clean the place?
Go take that first piss and not in the toilet like it's supposed to. Like
or when you just get done. Not when you just get done, but after you have, like, sex. And you go to piss and it goes.
Or an hour later, you piss and it's, you know, the same thing. You know, it's like, oh my God, what's it? Why? You know,
when you were younger and you used to wake up with stiffy all the time, you had to fucking hold that bitch down. That's Matt's sister.
Ah.
He moved away to Florida.
Did you really?
Matt.
Chasing the pussy is what I hear.
Yeah, my niece.
I think you're the one who told me that.
It is. It's true.
He was going to get.
I call it.
More of them.
POTP.
Nice.
Nah, too much for me.
It's always important to make a woman feel good.
That's one that kind of.
She can't hear what I said.
She fucking heard. Trust me. She pulled up. She went to go. Fix her shirt or pull her pants or something after I said it. Trust me.
She was
in the Air Force, I guess.
Was she?
Yep. And listen, her best friend, which is weird because it's Sydney McKenzie's cousin, Brittany, whatever, she hung herself. She's like 16 or 17.
That young girl that hung herself a few years back?
Yeah. Not this 13-year-old girl.
Okay.
No. She was like 16, 17, maybe even a little older than that. I think older than that. But it was her best friend, and she was in the Air Force when it happened. So she gets like some kind of fucking military PTSD payment.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a new thing now for them, because everybody's getting fucked up by that And we can get it. We don't necessarily got to be in the military to get it.
Oh, so I have it.
I have it as well.
I guarantee you, I
got it.
We
all got it.
Me too.
We all got it.
Goddamn voices.
The reason why I say it is my dad.
I had it for 25 fucking
years. That whole
years.
Incident with my dad.
It wasn't for Mary Jane.
Huh?
I said, if it wasn't, I said, I've had it for 25 years. If it wasn't for Mary Jane, I don't know.
Fucking right.
It, you never cope. You never learn how to deal with it. It just helps you.
Who's that? You know what I mean? My lady.
That was the come home, honey.
My mind goes a million fucking different ways at times.
Showing respect for a good woman is not being pussy whooped. Just an FYI.
Man, I give you one, you gave me one. Wow. You spanked my ass on that one. Wow, way to teach an old dog new tricks.
I didn't mean to offend. I was just
totally offended me. Look at that. I'm leaving because of it, you bastard. You fucking offender.
I better go over here and make sure Paulie tried to start this already.
Oh, that was a great time. It was so hot out, just sitting out there in the sun. We had to go to the shade. Well, I had to go to the shade. Eventually, everybody made it to the shade. But fuck yeah, what a great time. It was nice having Big E back, or sorry, should I say Sub E back. So fucking just be a better version of yourself, man. Smoke weed every goddamn day and just makes it fucking happen, man.